And now for a conversation about upcoming elections, I'm Rebecca Tauber here with Borough Clerk Casey Paxton and Ketchikan City Clerk Kim Stanker. Hi.
Hi.
So we have, first, let's talk about the primary. Absentee and in-person early voting for the August primary election are underway, and election day is Tuesday, August 18th. So for people who aren't queued into the primary election, what are we voting? Who are we voting for?
So the absentee in-person voting is happening over at the rec center this year. In past years, that has happened at the clerk's offices. But this year, absentee in-person voting for the primary and early voting for our local election and absentee in-person voting for the general election will all be happening over at the rec center, so one location. And for information for the primary ballot, voters can go to elections.alaska.gov. Sample ballots are available on that website. Sample ballots are also available over at the absentee site at the rec center. And that absentee voting is 8 to 5, Monday through Friday at the rec center. And for other information about the primary election, voters can go right to the Division of Elections website.
Got it. Thank you. And one question I have is for the primary election, who can choose which ballot? Because I know we have different ballots for that.
Sure. And so the parties in Alaska decide who can choose which ballot. And in Alaska, the Republican Party has decided that the voters that who can vote the Republican ballot are anyone who's registered as Republican, undeclared, or nonpartisan. So those are the three types of voters who can vote that ballot. Anyone can vote the other ballot, which is the ADL ballot or the Democrat, Independent, the other candidates on that ballot. So any type of voter affiliation can vote that ballot.
And can people vote electronically?
Not for the state election. People can vote by mail, and the state has been mailing out those by mail ballots, and can vote absentee in person over at the rec center up to the day before the election, and then can vote in person on the day of the election.
Got it. And I know it's too late to request a mail-in ballot, but for people who have mail-in ballots at their homes, what do they need to do to make sure that that makes it in by election day?
So the outside envelope for a by-mail ballot has a place for the voter to sign, and it also has a place for a witness signature. And so anyone over the 18 can witness that voter's signature. So that needs to be done on the outside of the envelope. The voter votes the ballot, and then it has to be postmarked by election day.
And can you remind us what positions are up that people are voting for in this primary?
So again, for the primary election, those sample ballots are available on the Division of Elections website at elections.alaska.gov.
Okay, great. Thank you. And now let's talk about the local elections. A lot of people have been filing in this past week. Starting with the Ketchikan Borough, which offices are open?
So for the borough, we have for assembly and school board. For the assembly, we have 3 seats, and each of those seats is a 3-year term. And for school board, there are 4 seats, 2 seats for a 3-year term and 1 seat for a 1-year term.
So that seat's open for 3-year and 2-year terms. And what about for the city of Ketchikan? What seats are open?
We have 3 3-year terms and 1 2-year term open for the city council.
And what qualifications do people need to run for office, and does it differ between the borough and the city?
Well, for the city, you need to be a city resident, and you need to be at least 18 years of age to run for city council. The mayor is different, but we don't have the mayor's position up this year. So basically, you need to pick up or obtain a declaration of candidacy through either through the at City Hall or through the official City of Ketchikan website. They are available there. They'll need to obtain at least 10 minimum qualified in-city voter signatures and return that to City Hall, and we verify those signatures. We notarize and sign their application, and then on August 25th, which is the same for the borough, at 5 p.m. we draw names out, and that will be the order that will be on our ballots, and we send them off for our memory cards and our ballots being printed.
And for both the city and the borough, what are the deadlines for filing for office, and what other information do people need to know about what they need if they want to run?
Go ahead, Casey.
So the deadline or the filing period for both the city and the borough is August 1st through August 25th at 5 p.m. So candidates can file up until that time, August 5th at 5 p.m. Qualifications for borough assembly are the same as Kim mentioned for city council. So a Ketchikan resident or a borough resident for at least 1 year preceding the election and a qualified voter. For school board, it's just a 30-day residency requirement and a qualified voter. So the candidacy requirement is a little different between assembly and school board, but that deadline is August 25th at 5 p.m.
And what about for the city of Saxman? Could either of you speak a bit to running for office there?
So I don't have all of the details for the city of Saxman, but I am aware that their filing period is the same, August 1st through August 25th. And they will have the election day the same as ours. We'll share the Saxman polling place for the Saxman voters. There'll be the borough ballot there on one side and the city of Saxman ballot there on the other side. And so for specific questions for the city of Saxman election, voters would want to call the city of Saxman clerk's office.
Okay, great, thank you. And so once we get past this filing period, let's talk a bit about voting in local elections. So what is the deadline to register to vote for local municipal elections?
So the deadline is 30 days before the election date. Our election date this year is October 6th. The deadline for registering to vote to be eligible for your vote to be counted in that election is September 6th. And voters can register in person at our clerk's offices, I believe the library and other locations in town. The Legislative Information Office also have voter registration forms, and voters can register to vote on the Division of Elections website.
And if people want to vote by mail, what is the deadline for that, and what do they need to do to make that happen? Do they need to request multiple ballots?
Yes, this year is a little different than before. We have two separate ballots this year, a city ballot and a borough ballot. Voters within the city limits can vote the city ballot and the borough ballot, but we'll need to request absentee ballots from both both governments, which the forms can be found on either one of our websites through the borough or the city, or if they and we will process through our offices and mail out. We'll start mailing out ballots when we get them back, which is usually the first week of September. As soon as we get the ballots, we start mailing them out to people. And then they need to be returned postmarked before the election, or returned before the canvas board meets at 1 o'clock on Tuesday, October 7th.
And were you gonna jump in?
So I was just going to add to that. So the borough has 7 precincts. 3 of those precincts are within the city. And so as Kim said, those city voters will have the opportunity to vote 2 separate ballots, the borough ballot and the city ballot. All borough precincts will vote the borough ballot. But to request a by-mail application for city voters, they'll need to send the application to Kim Stanker, the city clerk, for the city ballot, and separately send an application to the borough clerk's office for the borough ballot. So it's a little different this year, and voters can call us at any time with questions. They can visit either of our websites, both the city and the borough election pages on our website, and we want to make those by mail ballots as accessible as possible.
And speaking of things being different this year, so right now the rec center is the only polling place open for the primary. Do you have a sense of what locations will be for the October municipal election?
Mm-hmm. So the rec center is open for absentee in-person voting, so the 2 weeks before the election. And that is consistent with the primary, our local October election, and the November election. We will be using the rec center for early voting for all 3 elections this year instead of our 2 clerk's offices. But on each election day, so for the August 18th election, the October 6th local election, and the November 3rd general election, we'll have all 7 precincts open in person, all 7 polling places. And we can go through the list of polling places if you want. We do have 1 new polling place this year.
And what's that new polling place?
So again, there's 7 polling places in the borough. There are 3 in the city: the Recreation Center, the Plaza, and the Ferry Terminal. And then there out north, there are 2. There's the North Congress Fire Station number 6. And the North Congress Fire Station number 8. Then there's the Saxman Community Center, and all of those have remained the same. The South Tongass Precinct polling place is the polling place that changed this year. It used to be Fawn Mountain Elementary School, and this year it has changed to South Tongass Alliance Church, which is still on the same road. It's on Old Homestead Road, just a half a block down from the Fawn Mountain Elementary School. The church was recently completed, and it'll be a great polling place. It has ample parking. It has a nice large room to allow for the election with social distancing, and it'll be a great change. And we do have that notice of change being advertised, and it'll be included in our election pamphlet that'll be mailed in a couple of weeks.
Okay, great. I think that answers most of my questions about upcoming elections. Just lastly, if there's anything else you think voters should know about everything coming up in terms of local elections in the next couple weeks and months.
I have one thing to add. For the local October 6th election, the city and the borough will be doing electronic voting in addition to absentee, where the state is not doing that. So, that application can be requested on either the borough or the city website for electronic transmission of a ballot.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I'm Rebecca Tauber here with Ketchikan City Clerk Kim Stanker and Borough Clerk Casey Paxton. Thank you.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Bye.